Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Nathan Sayer. He is the local director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Huntington. And Nathan, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. For those who aren't familiar, could you tell us a little bit about what Child Evangelism Fellowship is and what it is that you guys do?
Child Evangelism Fellowship is an international, interdenominational organization. We were founded in 1937. We're in over 200 countries around the world. And the purpose of CEF is to evangelize children with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to see saved children discipled through the Word of God, and to see unchurched kids established in the local Bible-believing church. That's been our purpose from the beginning, and ultimately, I guess kind of in summary, CEF exists to help the local church fulfill the Great Commission, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to kids that may not hear the gospel any other way.
So I know the primary ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, at least that people would be familiar with, is what's called the Good News Clubs that often meet in schools. Can you tell us a little bit about that program and how it works?
Yeah. Even a lot of times when I introduce myself to people, I will say that I'm Nathan Sayer with the Good News Club instead of even Child Evangelism Fellowship. The Good News Club is a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's not the only ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship, but the Good News Club definitely is really what people know. The Good News Club has always been a part of the ministry of CEF, but primarily the Good News Club, at least when it started, met in like people's homes or in a neighborhood setting. But then late 90s, early 2000s, we began pursuing Good News Clubs in public schools. And with that came opposition, obviously, but the Lord worked that out in His sovereignty. And on June 11th, 2001, there was a United States Supreme Court case won by Child Evangelism Fellowship, giving us equal access to the public schools. So since 2001, we have had legal rights to be able to conduct Good News Clubs in the public schools. So what we do is we partner with local churches to adopt their local elementary schools primarily, and then that church is trained and screened and all those things, and they go into the public elementary school one day a week, approximately 90 minutes, and basically teach us Sunday school and steroids. It's kind of a stereotypical night at Vacation Bible School, one day a week, right there in the public school.
You said the Good News Clubs are just one ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Tell me a little bit about the other ministries that you have.
So the other biggest primary ministry is what we call five-day clubs. And that's actually a great time of year to be talking about this, because our five-day clubs are our summer ministry. So it works the same same idea as a Good News Club, but we work with churches to pinpoint locations in their community, whether that be actually at the church potentially, but primarily probably more like an apartment complex, or could be a city park or whatever venue that might look like. And we go in for 5 days in a row, Monday through Friday, again, approximately an hour and a half, and basically do that same type of ministry, kind of like a mini Vacation Bible School in that setting as an outreach in that community. And then we also, we help churches with Vacation Bible Schools. We do things called like holiday party clubs that are specifically set around a holiday. We do fair ministries, and even just on a local church level, a big ministry that we have is teacher training ministry. So we will work with a church to come in and do teacher training for their children's ministries workers. I guess, in short, if there's an interest in expanding children's ministries, we will find a way to help the local church to be able to do that.
Okay. Now, I know a lot of things changed for everybody due to COVID. What changed for you guys, and how have things been since then?
So obviously, if our primary ministry is the Good News Club, And in March of 2020, schools get shut down. That means Good News Clubs get shut down. So that was a hard time. It was for everybody, but it definitely was for us too. Thankfully, it was at the end of that particular school year, so we really didn't lose too much in that 2019-2020 school year. But that following school year, of course, it was different. We had to be really creative. In the big scheme of things, I'm sort of thankful for that season. It was a good season for me personally, and I think for the ministry, because it forced me to spend time with the Lord and really seeking His wisdom and guidance on how to be creative, because the ministry is not the Good News Club. The ministry is getting the gospel to children. So we found ways to do that. We had ministries, Good News Clubs started back, and they were meeting in parks. We had Good News Clubs starting back that were meeting in churches. We had one Good News Club in the northern part of Mason County that was meeting in a room in the American Legion next to the bar. So we would walk kids from the elementary school down the street and then into the American Legion and give them the gospel while veterans sat at the bar. It was a really, you know, unique thing, because ultimately what we realized quickly is that the Great Commission didn't change. The truth of God's word didn't change. The Great Commission was still in effect, and we had to find ways to do it. So we were limited, but God is not limited, and the gospel still went out, and we still saw kids saved. Now, since then, ministry has slowly grown again from where we were. Definitely the school year and the school ministries are really back to normal. You know, we're doing our normal routine now. But sadly, we are only at about 2/3 of ministry at where we were as of March of 2020. So we're still trying to get reestablished in these communities and these schools where we used to be but are no longer in.
Sounds like you've got a lot going on. Of course, being in ministry, I know how it is too, that funds are often limited, and it's a little bit difficult to find the funds to do all the ministry that you want to do. I know you guys have a special fundraiser coming up. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so our biggest fundraiser of the year is a golf scramble. This will be our 11th annual fundraising golf scramble. This year, our golf scramble is on Saturday, July the 22nd. It's being held at Esquire Golf Course in Barboursville, West Virginia. Registration starts at 7 that morning. Shotgun tee time start will be at 8 a.m. We have prizes for first, second, third place. We have door prizes. Lunch is provided. And ultimately, people can participate. We need foursomes to participate, but also we're looking for sponsors, individuals, families, churches, businesses, whatever that may look like, can sponsor the event to help raise money for CEF and the Good News Clubs.
Okay. If people are interested in becoming a sponsor or they want to find out more about CEF, what should they do? How can they get a hold of you?
They can call our office at 304-522-3777, or the easiest way is they can go to our website, cefhuntington.com, cefhuntington.com, and right there on the homepage, there is a place where they can access the registration form and the sponsorship form, and if they follow the proper links, they can actually register and even sign up to pay for their fee and all that stuff right there through the website. Our corporate website is cefonline.com, but again, I would encourage you to visit our local website, which is cefhuntington.com.
All right, well, there you have it. I want to say thank you again, Nathan, for spending some time with us. I've been talking with Nathan Sayer. He's the local director of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Greater Huntington. If you want to find out more about them, check out cefhuntington.com. If you missed any portion of this interview or you'd like to hear the whole thing again, you can find it online at walkfm.org. Go to the Connect section and find the Community Matters section right there. If you are part of a church or an organization that is doing something to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org, and who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.